This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with a feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi, citing a report from International Labour Organization ILO, said, "Presently, most of the populace in India is taking advantage of one social protection benefit or the other." Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the World Health Organization declaring India trachoma-free, saying it is the result of the hard work of lakhs of people who fought this disease tirelessly without a break. Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said, just a few days ago, the imposition of emergency on the country completed its 50 years and the countrymen observed the Samvidhan Hatya Divas.
उस दौर में जो हजारों लोग गिरफ्तार किए गए उन पर ऐसे ही अमानवीय अत्याचार हुए, लेकिन ये भारत की जनता का सामर्थ्य है कि वो झुकी नहीं, टूटी नहीं और लोकतंत्र के साथ कोई समझौता उसने स्वीकार नहीं किया। आखिरकार जनता जनार्दन की जीत हुई, आपातकाल हटा लिया गया और आपातकाल थोपने वाले हार गए।
Mr. Modi added that the nation should always remember all those people who fought the emergency with fortitude, as it inspires them to remain constantly vigilant to keep the constitution strong and enduring. In his address, the Prime Minister also talked about women-led development and mentioned that it is ready to create a new future for India, as women of the country today are lending a new direction, not only for themselves but for the entire society. Mr. Modi, while speaking about religious pilgrimages, mentioned the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, the Amarnath Yatra and the Jagannath Rath Yatra. He said from north to south, from east to west, these yatras are a reflection of the spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat. Prime Minister Modi said, last month, the holy relics of Lord Buddha were taken from India to Vietnam and were kept for public darshan at 9 different places there. He said, in a way, this initiative of India became a national festival for Vietnam. In Odisha, at least 3 people were killed and over 10 others injured in a stampede during the Rath Yatra near Sri Gundicha Temple in Puri. The incident took place this morning when hundreds of devotees had gathered near the temple to offer prayers at the 3 holy chariots carrying idols of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Goddess Subhadra. The injured have been admitted in a nearby hospital. Odisha's Law Minister Prithvi Raj Harichandan has said the state government will conduct a thorough probe into the incident and strict action will be taken against the culprits. Director General of Police Y.B. Khurania, along with senior police officers, has arrived at the scene and they are investigating the cause of the incident. Speaking to media, Mr. Khurania said, police are reviewing the ground arrangements and ensuring better crowd control for the remaining days of the Rath Yatra festivities. The sacred Char Dham Yatra has been suspended for the next 24 hours in view of the heavy rain alert in Uttarakhand. Instructions have been given to police and administration officials to enforce the order and stop the pilgrimage at Haridwar, Rishikesh, Srinagar, Rudraprayag, Sonprayag and Vikasnagar. Continuous rainfall since last night has disrupted normal life in various parts of the state. In Uttarkashi district, a cloudburst near Silai Band in Badakot Tehsil has left 9 workers missing at an under-construction site. Teams from the State Disaster Response Force, police and revenue departments are carrying out relief and rescue operations. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into the remaining parts of Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh and Haryana and entire Delhi today. India Meteorological Department said monsoon has covered the entire country today, 9 days before the normal date. And now from the world of sports, in badminton, India's rising shuttlers Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma have cruised into the singles final of US Open at Iowa. In the men's singles, 20-year-old Ayush defeated top seed and world number 9, Cho Tien Chen of Taiwan. In women's singles, 16-year-old Tanvi from Punjab's Hoshiarpur defeated world number 40, Ukraine's Polina Barhova. And that is the end of this news bulletin.